at that. Okay, good. Right there.
Recording stopped.
That will be the it's hard without music.
Sure.
No, that's where I'll put it.
No, I think that makes sense. Well, good job, everyone, for sticking with us.
I'm so sorry for all the technical
issues. No, I'm not. Again, the live show experience is supposed to be behind this curtain.
It is, but here's the thing. I know for a fact that you have a haircut tomorrow, so you need to leave.
No, I don't need to leave yet.
Because I got some other things here that I, on the old board.
I don't have to leave yet. We have been getting, not that it matters, but we have gotten, it's kind of like inflation and our grocery bills. The past few episodes have gotten progressively longer. I bet we were at 2 hours tonight, but.
I don't know because I looked over and it was only 37 minutes, but then that's because we had to stop and re-record and stuff. Right. So I don't know what the time was, Adam. I don't care what the time was. I feel like if you complain about it, you just end up being like Stacy on IoT. Can we talk about that?
If you complain about what?
Can we talk about This Week in Google? The podcast that I listen to, and you presumably, do you listen to This Week in Google?
Well, I haven't listened in a long time, but it's been a few months. But yes, I mean, I do listen, but I'm
behind. All right, so this is a tech.
She just complains about being on a podcast the whole time that she's on the podcast.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
And she's like,
can we end this thing? I'm hungry.
I want to leave. Can we end it? And it's just like, do you know how many people would kill to be on this podcast? And you're just like, you're there. And I don't know why she's there, because Leo is so fucking misogynistic. He will just like discount what she says. He will mansplain to her. He will literally, like, if a man says the exact same thing that Stacy had said earlier that he poo-pooed, he will say, that is the best idea I've ever heard in my life. It's just like, he is so, and I know that Leo likes to think of himself as a liberal Democrat, but it's like one of those things where he just doesn't realize how he treats her. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like if he were to listen to his podcast back as an impartial, you know, liberal Democrat, I think he would be horrified at the way he treats Stacy on that show. He'll talk over her. He'll dismiss what she says. It's very, very weird. And the other thing that really annoys me in the show, I was listening to today when I was mowing the yard. And the other thing is, like, what technical bona fides does Ant bring to the table? It's like, I feel like he's just there to be their token black guy. It's like he hates everything technology. He only cares about sports and his kids, and it's just like, why are you on this show? Like, what are you bringing to the table here from a tech standpoint? It's just like, this just blows my mind. So anyway,
I don't know. He doesn't have much personality. It was an interesting choice to hire him as a podcast host, because he doesn't have a lot of personality. He's kind of boring to listen to.
But you know what? Leo has done that throughout it. Remember, he hired Mike Elgin to replace Tom Merritt, and Mike Elgin is so fucking boring. It's just like, Mike Elgin is a good podcast guest. Like, when he's a guest on the show, he's fine. I don't have a problem. You know, it's like, Mike Elgin is a good podcast guest. But he is a shitty host. He's like, he's just so boring. And it's just like, he's doing a tech news podcast where he would just be, and the other tech news story that we had today is someone said this, and that was really bad because that is what they said. It was just, oh my God, it was so bad. Are we off YouTube?
Oh, no, we're not.
Because I really need to itch my nose, and I don't want to like.
Oh, I do that. I do that anyway.
I don't want to do it on the YouTubes.
You may still have to use my Zoom audio anyway.
YouTube.
Because my Rodecaster has when I put it in transfer mode, it's I'm not seeing any files at all. That has happened before, and I can't remember if I reboot it, if it'll fix it or whatever.
I have your original audio. I mean, not your original, but I have your discrete audio on my truck.
Right, you have that, and you also have whatever's on Zoom. But I'll try. I sometimes if I reboot.
Yeah, but remember, I just installed the Zoom app tonight, so I don't even think I have discrete audio set on it.
Oh, well.
Anyway, that's not important.
Well, I also have the recording from the stream that's just you and I talking with no tracks at all. So.
I have that as well. I have the level 13 recorder going over there. Yeah, I haven't had that. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I haven't had that problem in a long time, but when I see no files at all when I don't know what happened there.
I bought a tincture, Adam.
A tincture?
I bought
like a potion, like a bottle with some liquid in it. Is that that you use for cuts or something, or
not for cuts? It's a medical, you know, it's a marijuana tincture.
So, what do you do with it?
That's why I bought it, because I was just like, all right, well, let's see I've never done a tincture, but so you put it under your tongue. So it's like a dry, so it's like a bottle of liquid that's like THC and oil or whatever. And then you drop that under your tongue, and then you hold it under your tongue for like a minute or a minute and a half. And then you swallow the oil, and it's like, it's like edibles, but not edible. You know what I'm saying? Like edibles, or you have to digest.
Is it supposed to be faster than edibles? Is that the thing?
Yeah, because instead of going through your stomach before it gets into your bloodstream, it's being absorbed by the tissue.
So if you were eating an edible,
yes.
Because a lot of times edibles are gummies or mints or things of that nature.
Yes, I have gummies and cookies. So
and if you were to just let those things dissolve.
Yeah.
And sit in your mouth.
Yeah.
Could that possibly get to your bloodstream faster without having
No, because it would take, those gummies are so big that it would take so long for it to just dissolve under your tongue that it would have been faster to eat it in the first place. No, there's a couple of different ways to do this. So I would encourage you to do some Google searching on this, but there are also people who will do pot suppositories because it gets absorbed by the colon walls.
Is that like the girls who used to dip their tampons into vodka and then like
because your colon, your small intestine absorbs that into your bloodstream really fast. So same premise. But I've never tried that, but I've never tried this tincture either. So I'm curious to see how it was. I didn't want to do it tonight because I didn't know if it was going to make me unable to do the podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like make me just like,
we're already almost to that point of not being able to do this in a normal day.
That's just, that has nothing to do with pot. That just has to do with us being old. But, the thing is, I'm curious. I'm interested to try it. But I did learn today, do not go to the dispensary on a Friday.
Why, is everybody there?
Yeah, it took fucking forever today. It's just like, and the way that
so
they
are
work.
Are you pretty much edible and tincture now instead of vape?
No. I am primarily vape. I'm still primarily vape.
Why do you do both?
What do you mean?
I mean, if you've had an edible, is that not enough? Like you need a vape on top of that?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm not judging, but
I could eat another edible, but it's just faster to do.
Well, it would take another 2 hours or whatever. Yeah, several hours, however long it takes.
Exactly.
But
They're separate, they're different kinds of highs. They're different kinds of feelings, so I don't usually. I usually only do edibles like on the weekends. So I don't. I don't usually like during the week. I usually do vape. That's like because it's my easy. Mom, it's easy to control. And it's like,
my mom said she wanted to get her medical marijuana card because
yeah.
Well, she says, and I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is because she's never been a person to get drunk or like anything like that. So I'm sure she's not trying to get high necessarily. But I just find it funny because what she said, she has knee problems and she had a knee replacement, but they something messed up and it's still very painful. And mm-hmm. like she has back pain and she has stomach issues and like all this stuff. And so apparently she tried some gummies or something and it helped. They helped.
Helped.
So she's like, well, how would I get my medical marijuana card or my medical card, you know, so I can go to, because in these, you know, in Arkansas, you can do it with a medical card, but.
That's what I have a medical card.
I said, well, you know, you could do that, Mom, or you could just go across the border to Missouri because they just
made
it.
That's true. That's true.
Because we live like half an hour from Missouri, but
right yeah. when I visit you, I usually buy stuff at the dispensary in Missouri. Or actually, no, I think I buy it in Illinois because Missouri's brand new.
Yeah, last time you came, I mean, you've not been here when it's been legal.
Yeah, but Zach's mom lives in Illinois, so we land yeah. in Missouri, but then we the first
you go
day,
to the Abraham Lincoln Museum and then go across the street
what?
To the dispensary.
Fuck you, that is such a cool museum. And you still haven't gone.
Maybe
you even said you even said why.
Would be,
you even said why.
The key would be go to the dispensary first, get a little bit of a buzz going, and then go to the Abraham Lincoln Museum. That's probably what happened. You thought it was so cool because you had just like vaped or eaten a cookie or something. Uh-huh. And you were seeing like psychedelic colors and like all kinds of stuff.
How do you explain Zach? Mean, Zach thought it was awesome too. So how do you explain
that? I don't know. He never does partakes of any of that.
He has had an edible once or twice in the 7 years that we've been together. So no, he's not a partaker. But you know what? I enjoy the not having a hangover in the morning. That is my that's my hill I'll die on there. Like I do not miss hangovers at all.
Well, also if you're on keto,
yeah,
alcohol is not keto friendly. So
depends on which alcohol you're talking about.
I mean, none of them are.
Yeah.
Super keto friendly.
They don't have carbs.
I mean, alcohol are literally sugars, aren't they?
No, it doesn't act on your body in the same way. It's but no, there are no carbs in alcohol. So if you do like Jack and Diet Coke, that is that doesn't have any carbs in it. That's keto.
Oh, pure forms of alcohol like whiskey, gin, tequila, rum, and vodka are all completely free of carbs.
Correct. It's your rum and things that are sugar based, like rum.
Well, it even says rum.
Oh, well, although then, like your liqueurs, like you know what I'm saying, like liqueurs are mainly
like
sugar.
Midori.
Yeah, that's mainly sugar.
You don't. Okay. Well, although you drink beer a lot, which is not
beer has carbs. Yeah. No, and keto. I don't. I haven't been drinking. So I've switched. I don't know. Recently, I've been drinking these White Claws, which only have like one carb per can. Mm. So.
And that's alcoholic as well?
Yeah.
So you ate an edible, vaping, and drinking alcohol.
Yep.
I mean, you might as well shoot up some heroin or whatever while you're at it. Just
you have any?
I don't. Can I find and that? How would I pass it through the Zoom?
Well, I mean, yeah, I feel like if you did enough heroin, you could probably pass it through the TV.
I mean, next week it'll be, you know, 2 weeks from now it'll be White Claw, edible, vape, and crack.
Crack.
And then, yeah. Then you know. Then it'll be, I don't know, MDMA. What's
right.
it called?
Right, yeah, ecstasy, yeah. Ecstasy,
yeah, yeah.
I've never done ecstasy.
Me either, although I had sex with a guy once who was on ecstasy.
Yeah.
And he seemed so happy and friendly.
I would
and
be
cuddly and very sexual.
I would be interested to try ecstasy if I could guarantee that it wasn't like laced with, you know what I'm saying? I was like, there, a lot of times it's laced with other stuff because it's cheaper to do that way. So it's like a lot of these raves will have like testing stations where like you can get your Molly tested, like to see whether it's MDA or cocaine or whatever. Anyway,
I'm not ever going to a rave. So
no,
that,
nor am I. I've read about this, Adam, in my sheltered world of reading about things. By the way, I watched the finale of Succession tonight.
Oh.
Why are you?
I was not a satisfying ending for me, but
really, because I mean, I was just like, we all knew that someone was going to take over, right? That the name of the show is Succession, right? Someone's going to take over. I was just like, whoever had Tom Wamsgam on your bingo card, like,
why?
Congratulations!
I mean, I really wanted it to be,
yes,
Shannon. What? No, what's her name? Shiv. Yeah, I wanted it to be her.
Really?
Yeah, I wanted it to be her. I felt like she was undervalued throughout the whole show as a potential CEO. And
every time she got that kind of mantle, she wasn't up to the task.
I don't know. Anyway, and gosh, it was so aggressive. Like, what's his name? Like, nearly poking the eyes out of the other making him bleed and stuff. I'm like,
this is the brain of Adam Burns. He has no idea what their names are. He's just like, yeah, the one poking the eyes out of the other one. Went,
Kendall was, poking the eyes out of Macaulay Culkin's brother.
Kieran Culkin.
Roman.
Yes, Roman.
I'm bad with names in shows. I do not know people's. I mean, if I really think about it a long time,
yeah,
I can usually pull their names out of my ass. But I'm not like super in like names in shows. Don't really. I know the characters. But
well, now that it's done, I can go back to watching The Good Wife because that was the show we were watching before. So
I finished The Good Fight.
Okay.
Recently.
Okay.
Because I had stopped watching it and then...
I had stopped.
Just not... and so I finished the last two seasons. And I feel like it's a show you need to binge because it was better just watching them all like one right after the other.
Who is that? What is that on? Paramount Plus?
Oh, so you haven't finished it either.
I'm checking.
It's on.
I'm checking because I don't want to ask you.
It's Paramount Plus.
What happened on the last episode? Just tell me that so I can like, you know, tell you whether I watched it or not. Let me see.
They all died.
I don't remember that. So if that was really how it ended, then,
no, they didn't
then
all
I didn't
die.
Watch it. Let's see. How many seasons are it? Season 6. Let me just look and see here. The end of the Yips. The end of Democracy. The end of everything. Was that it? The end of everything?
Yeah, that was the last episode.
Yeah, I feel like I did. I feel like I watched this. I feel like the final season was very kind of weird. Just kind of...
Well, I thought like the first two seasons were the best, and then when they got into like her being upset about Trump...
Yeah, when what's her name? When Luca left, the show went downhill. Like Luca was there.
Well, Luca left just for the last season.
So no, Luca she, wasn't no, there. No, she's last been season. Gone for several seasons. Luca wasn't in seasons 5 or 6.
Yeah, she was in 5.
No, she was not.
Yes, she was.
No, she was not. They had already I just watched it too. They had already switched over to that badass black girl lawyer, the one that has like no
scruples.
Oh, wait,
she's not Luca?
No, Luca was the one that came over from The Good Wife. Luca was the Latinx attorney.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She left after. Yeah,
like season 3.
Yeah, you're right.
Like season 3. I think she was in the first 3 seasons.
You know, then her name wasn't Luca because Luca is the one that replaced her. Because I'm looking at Luca right now, and she is the black actress who...
The character named Luca is who I'm talking about.
Luca Quinn. Yeah, I'm looking right now, and Luca was there all the way through season 5.
No, she was not there.
And yes, she was.
No, she was not. I mean, she may have been in a video call with what's her name or whatever, but she wasn't a series regular for 5 seasons. She left around the time that what's her name, Melissa, got promoted to private investigator, whatever. Luca had left. I wasn't even taking mushrooms when I was watching this show.
When were you ever taking mushrooms?
In the last season when she was taking mushrooms? Oh, you know what?
You're right. She made one appearance in season 5, but she was only there full time 1 through 4.
Okay. Anyway, nobody cares about this. They're all they've all checked out.
Wait, what's this? TV show recommendation, Animal Kingdom on Prime Video. I've been binging it. Multiple gay sex scenes with a gay main character.
Oh, fuck, I'm going there right now. Prime Video. Let's see. What's it called? Animal Kingdom.
Is it over? Has it been canceled? Or is 6 seasons going to be it?
Animal Kingdom, season 1, season 2.
Not that
2,
it matters.
Season 6.
Oh, okay. The guy in the back with the white t-shirt on, he's in something else. I mean, I'm sure all of them have been in something else, but the guy in the back looks very familiar.
Do you remember the first 2 seasons of Teen Wolf?
No, I never watched Teen Wolf.
Oh, the first 2 seasons of Teen Wolf were basically like a Helix video. Just a twink video, you know what I'm saying? Just like...
The one on the far left is the gay character? He is the straightest looking, hillbilly looking son of a gun in that photo.
That's how he gets you. You mean he doesn't look gay?
I mean, I'm not saying that you have to look a certain way to be gay. Oh, I'm just saying the ones in the photo.
If Auntie Scott was here, I would point out to him that it's Ellen Barkin. That is Ellen Barkin that stars in this show. Oh, there you go. Ellen Barkin, remember her from Buckaroo Banzai, Adventures Across the 8th Dimension? She was Penny Pretty.
That blonde is Ellen Barkin?
Yes.
Have you a side note?
Yes.
Two shows. So we started a show called Drops of God.
Drops of God. What platform is it on?
It is Apple Plus.
Okay, we don't have that right now. Drops of God.
What's
it about? If you're going to tell me it's Crazy Christians, I'm in. I'm ready. Because you know that I love Crazy Christians.
Oh, apparently it must have been an anime at some point. It's a manga.
It's certainly not Crazy Christians.
So first of all, multiple languages are spoken. And I'm not usually a fan of subtitles.
Yes.
But I am enjoying the show. It is about a woman who, when her dad, when she was growing up, her dad is this famous sommelier.
Ooh, a sommelier. Yes.
And he kept quizzing her on, he would blindfold her and do the whole thing like they do on MasterChef, where they make you taste something and tell them what it is. But he was trying to build her palate for wine tasting. And then he had her start not drinking wine, but he would put it on her tongue and then she would spit it out or whatever.
Right.
But then she drank it, she got sick, and she started having nosebleeds whenever she would. Anyway, it's weird. So then in her adult life, her dad passes away and wills his multi-million dollar estate in Japan and wine cellar to her.
Okay.
But the catch is it's either her or this other Japanese guy who was a mentor of this guy.
Yeah.
And they have to do a wine test. They have
of
to
course they do.
Tell. Yeah. They have to. They and whoever wins gets the money. And it's all about her. It's all. And, but she cannot drink alcohol because this whole traumatic experience in her past, in her when she was young.
Yeah.
Every time she drinks wine, alcohol, she gets nosebleeds and she passes out.
Great, she goes crazy.
So anyway, it's just about it sounds horrible, for the honestly.
Jesus juice, yes.
But it's actually been kind of interesting. Okay, and
what's it called again? What's it called again?
Yeah, that's the premise of the show.
What's it called? God
drops of God.
Drops of God.
I mean, there's actually a better. A woman discovers the world's greatest wine collection that's left by her estranged father.
Yeah.
And competes against his protege to claim her inheritance.
Wow.
So, and then the other one that we've been watching, totally unrelated, but I've always said one of the main things I don't like about drag is that they're lip syncing.
Yes.
Like, I don't really enjoy that. And I don't see there being much talent in lip syncing.
There is not.
There is a new show. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's not new. It's on the second season, but it's relatively new. And it is called Queen of the Universe.
I tried to watch that. Oh.
And it has drag queens, and they're singing, and they actually are good singers. Some of them are good singers.
But it's such a formulaic show. Like, it's one of those, was it Graham Norton that's the
Yeah,
the,
I like, and I also thing? Like Graham Norton.
I'm Graham Norton, and welcome to Queen of the Universe. Doodle-doodle-doodle-doo. And it's got the lights that
queen
light up.
Queen of the Universe?
Yes. And it's like in every intro and outro has got that Queen of the Universe. And it's...
I'm enjoying it because they're really singing, and they actually, some of them are actually good singers.
No, I get that. I just wish they would take the production elements out of it. Like the things that, like the going.
I don't know why you hate production elements. You are such a production.
Because,
as a podcaster,
because there's no commercial.
You love production
elements. No. If you're going to take out the commercials, then also take out the intro and exit to the, you know what I'm saying? Just like, stop it with the repetitive thing. When they're separated by 3 minutes of commercials, is not nearly as repetitive and annoying as when it's right back to each other, right? And you have to watch that on a show with no commercials. You have to watch it so many times. Just go ahead and take that out as well. I don't understand why it's still there. It's the, what was the thing? What did he post in the thing? What? Shiny happy people. Oh, I watched that. Because my chat room.
Are you saying that's good? I can't imagine Auntie Scott wanting to watch a show about the Duggars.
Because it's not a glorified film about the Duggars. It's about how they manipulated stuff and how they basically allowed their daughters to be raped by their son. And didn't say anything because it wasn't politically expedient. But it really has more to do with the church that they belong to, and then this crazy, this one dude, right, who's trying to raise a Christian army. Oh my God! What is this? What was that?
It's some song called "Shiny Happy People."
Yeah, by R.E.M. Oh, yeah.
That song.
Shiny, happy people rule the world. People.
They're kind of weird looking.
Yeah, but the...
Not weird, but...
Shiny, happy people was pretty good. I watched that while Zach was gone. Zach was gone.
Is it a movie? No, it's a series.
It's like a four-part.
It's a series.
Yeah,
okay.
It's only like four parts. But it's on Prime Video.
Well, you know, I love the documentaries.
I know. Yeah. There was one that I just couldn't make it through. It's like, because I also like documentaries, but there's one, I think it was, had to do with, oh, it'll come to me in a second, but it had to do with, Jared from Subway, right? It was the Jared from Subway documentary. And it was clearly designed for Discovery channel or something like that where there were commercial breaks because it did that.
Did they say Queen of the Universe?
No, it was even worse. It was just like coming up and then, you know, it would show clips and then coming back.
Well, they probably really played it on TV first.
No, I get that. But I'm like, again, cut that out if you're going to put it on a service like HBO Max that doesn't have commercials, right? So it was one of those things that it just became so repetitive. It was just like, I'm going to tell you what to do, young lady, coming up. And then later, you know, some other stupid
clip. Well, I even hate that on TV shows where I'm actually watching TV because I don't need to know what's coming up. I'm going to see it. And I don't need to see, previously we were doing this and, you know, whatever. I'm like, yeah, I saw that. Like, I don't need to, like, why? I can understand if it's an episodic thing and it's from week to week. And you can skip it, like on Netflix, they just let you, and most of them, they let you hit skip. But I'm saying, like, where before the commercial break, they'll be like, coming up after the whatever. And then, you know, and then after the commercial break, they're like, in the last segment, we did blah. I'm like, yes, I know.
And then a recap. Yeah, I know. It's just like, this could have been a 30-minute show. That's kind of how I felt about that Avatar 2. The Way of Water. It was like a 40-minute show that was stretched out into 3.5 hours. It was just like there was so little content there. It was just a lot of filler.
Well, it was a lot about the beauty of the 3D scenes that, you know, that have been created and seeing all the water and the creatures and the, you know, all that
stuff. I'm not going to look at them until I can get the Apple Vision Pro goofy-ass headset. So I can be like Archer.
You can borrow it from Archer when he buys it.
Hey, Archer, can I borrow your Vision Pro, your $3,500 headset?
Apparently, there's a firmware update available for my mixer. I will not download and install that now.
That would probably be bad. So, all right, well, it is...
It would.
It is 1:30 my time, and I've had a very long day, so... and I know you have a haircut today because I listened to Throwing Down with Joe and Adam, which ended up being a religious studies podcast. Because you guys got into some religious Jesus stuff.
I don't even remember what we talk about from week to week, but I do seem to recall something. I remember something because I was probably talking about my mom or something.
Yeah. You're talking about your mom. And I feel like I had some comments to make on that, but I didn't put them on the Trello. So, because that's usually what I do is I'll scribble them onto the Trello while I'm walking or running. Mm. Not when I'm running, just on walking days. But I feel like I've covered all the topics that I needed to cover. I'm going camping this next weekend. It's the Who's Your Daddy weekend. I can't.
Oh, you are.
Well, I will not be taking my sons with me though, because the cats are not ready to go camping.
No, you'll be somebody's daddy.
I don't really like that. I just like it's such a weird thing. It's like, I don't want to, don't remind me that I'm old.
There's this guy, I know, there's this guy on, and I actually think he's cute, and so I do subscribe to him on OnlyFans, but he does a lot of outdoor, mostly cruising stuff, like outdoors or whatever, and it's always with older guys, and he's probably in his early to mid-20s, and he's always like doing stuff with guys in their 50s. Mm-hmm. And he always says, yeah, daddy. Yeah, daddy, give it to me, daddy. And I'm like, and that part I don't really like as much. And oh, if I'm ever called daddy, that just, yeah, that,
it's the end of it, huh?
It's, well, I mean, I yeah.
I don't know.
Not,
I just, I,
it's not fun.
I just,
I know I'm at that point. I know I'm at that point, but it's still not fun to hear or wouldn't be fun to hear.
The thing is,
Mark doesn't call me daddy, so.
Yeah. It just happened to be the only weekend that I could go within a reasonable time period that I wanted. I like to go camping like you know, in my perfect little world, I would go camping like, you know, once a month or once every 6 weeks. As it is, in reality, I try to book us camping like once every couple of months, like once every 2 months, right? Because we have an RV and we paid for it and, you know, we should use it. So this was just one of those, you know, I really want to get.
You know, it's funny because when you first got the RV, you said, what I'm going to do is we'll still be able to do the podcast.
Yeah.
I'll have my traveling rig, whatever. And then that stopped. And now when you go camping, you're just like, oh, we can't do a podcast. But you did successfully do a show.
I did, from the other campground. Yeah, the one down south doesn't have a good enough internet signal for me to do the show. If I could get a reliable, you know, signal down there, I would do the show from down there.
You should get Starlink.
Starlink is expensive, and the real problem that I would have in campgrounds is that the campgrounds that I go to are not parking lots. Like they're covered in trees, like they're basically like oak hammocks and stuff. And it's like,
I mean, I don't know if normal people can get Starlink at this point, but
yeah, you can. No, absolutely. Yeah. Starlink is available for RV users. And yes, absolutely. It's the problem with it. It needs to have a clear shot at the sky. Like it cannot be under trees at all. So I would have to get the longest damn cord ever in order to put the satellite dish out in the field and then run the you know, the Ethernet cord all the way back to the RV. So just not really conducive there. So
in my area, Starlink is not available yet. It's $120 a month for service and $599 for hardware.
Yeah, it's a one-time outlay of like $600 in hardware, and then it's like $120 away. But yeah, and apparently not only Royal Caribbean is using it, but now Holland America is now using it on their cruise ships, so which is giving people amazing, because yeah, there's no trees out in the ocean, right? So it's like they're getting great speeds on these ships now. So like that could actually be a thing that you could do. You could actually work from the ship. So
yeah, I know they were gonna start using it.
Yeah.
They were the first cruise line that announced that they were using it. I don't know if they're the only one, but
Royal. No, I just got finished saying Holland is now using.
No, oh, I didn't hear that bit.
You know, the bit that I said. You didn't hear it. All right, say, all right, well, have fun. What time is your hair appointment?
It's at 2:30.
Oh, so what time do you have to leave?
We're leaving at 8:30.
Oh, you're going to take Mark with you.
Because we have to drop Sydney off at my parents' house, and we have to...
Sydney, the dog?
The dog. And tomorrow's community day for Pokemon, and so I'm going to drop him at a park that will have a lot of Pokestops, and so he can play while I'm getting my hair cut.
I heard there was a great Pokestop at the Abraham Lincoln Museum in Springfield.
There probably is, although... All Pokestops are Pokestops. There's not really great Pokestops. They're just...
No, this one's great.
Pokestops. They're...
It's great.
It's, okay.
It's okay. All right. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Chat room. We appreciate you being here, hanging up there.